With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel vowing to lay total siege to the Gaza Strip as its military scours the country south for militants. Reporting from Jerusalem, correspondent Joseph Fetterman.
Israel's first priority right now is still to regain control of its southern border communities. The chief military spokesman this morning said that they had regained control, but he also said that they are conducting scans and there may still be militants roaming around the area. Just a few minutes after he made that statement, they announced that there was a gunfight going on in one of those communities.
Meanwhile, President Biden voicing rock-solid support for Israel after the deadly Hamas attack. White House correspondent Greg Clingston with that report.
The president made it clear over the weekend that the U.S. stands by the Jewish state and that Israel has a right to defend itself. He also issued this warning.
This is not a moment for any party hostile to Israel to exploit these attacks to seek advantage. The world is watching.
Mr. Biden spoke to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu on both Saturday and Sunday as a range of U.S. officials spoke with their Israeli counterparts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, major airlines suspending flights to Israel after it formally declared war on Hamas.
American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta Airlines have lifted services as the State Department issued travel advisories for the region, citing potential for terrorism and civil unrest. United says it allowed two scheduled flights out of Tel Aviv late Saturday and early Sunday. Delta adds its Tel Aviv flights have been cancelled into this week. The airline says it's monitoring the situation and making adjustments accordingly. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Stocks are in negative territory. The Dow is down 10 points. The NASDAQ 73 points in the red. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are urging Christians to pray for Israel.
In the wake of the unprecedented attack by Hamas over the weekend, Pastor John Hagee of Christians United for Israel is urging Americans to pray that, quote, the Israeli Defense Forces land a defeating blow to the enemies of Israel. Pastor Robert Jeffress of First Baptist Dallas tweets, pray for God's continued protection of Israel. Greg Laurie of Harvest Fellowship says, pray for Israel and her people as they face their own version of 9/11. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmen in Peru have arrested a man who's been making threats against Jewish institutions in the U.S. The FBI says Eddie Santos made more than 150 bomb threats against synagogues, hospitals, and school districts in five states last month. Many of the bomb threats were issued during the Jewish High Holy Days in September, and some forced the evacuation of synagogues and schools. This is SRN News. New York's mayor wraps up his trip to Latin America, calling for the right to work for migrants in the U.S. and saying countries in the region need to find a solution to the immigration crisis. More from correspondent Julie Walker.
At his last stop in a port town in Colombia where migrants start their journey to America, Mayor Eric Adams stressed two things.
Nothing is more humane and nothing is more American than your right to work.
And he says countries in the region need to work together on the migration issue.
To solve this problem.
Adams was met by chants of shame on you, including from New Yorker Emmanuel Lazarus, who traveled to Colombia to show the mayor.
Americans and New Yorkers, do not support his efforts to push migrants out.
Adams says the city can't handle the influx of migrants. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.